Welcome to Why Do We Hang
Out. There we go. It took 3 seconds.
Episode 70.
Dun, dun, dun.
Man, it took us a while to get through the 60s.
We have adult lives and shit.
I know. Well, in November was
and
fucking stupid.
And I didn't have one fucking drug. How
Yeah, that's
bitch.
Fucking weird. What's that like?
Right.
Wow. You sound genuine. Like, I was aware of the whole time. That's the killer.
I was sober.
I remember last week.
Oh, God. It was so boring. Oh, that adult life.
In today's episode, we're watching John Carpenter's classic.
The Glorious.
The masterpiece.
Escape from L.A. Oh, and it's so good.
So good.
Glorious.
And by good, we mean it's fucking good.
We're doing this week and next week, Escape from L.A. So if you don't like that movie, fuck you, because it's great.
Too bad. Mm. There's like 15 listeners on average. So if y'all got a better movie, do it.
Four of them are us.
I don't know. What? No, because Justin and this fuck don't listen to it.
Justin listens because the first thing Justin did
was
He did. Yeah.
He sent us a text message about getting the record straight with Rich Smith's Rasmus's car.
Speaking of which, did you listen to the new one?
I have, yes.
Dude, that shit one was really good. I love the last one. We all need to do a four-player Broforce episode.
It was awesome.
Like,
I enjoy it.
Is Broforce four players?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. That's even better. You guys need to bring controllers over.
I will bring my controllers.
We'll
yeah,
just scream
bring,
at
I'll
each
bring
other.
One over next.
Yeah, we can do, like, and call it the Broforce 4. Like Fox Force 5 off of Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Tell me that's not a
yes.
great call. Like, high five
yes.
that call.
High five.
Boom.
But you're a fucking nerd.
What's the dad say to the baby ketchup? Or the tomato, he calls
ketchup.
Him ketchup, but he kills his kid. That's not a funny joke.
That's a joke. That's a joke my grandfather would tell us on our way to the playground if we were lagging behind.
Scary shit.
My grandpa died when I was 7, so...
So for 70 years, he just was like, I will squish you if you don't hurry the fuck up.
I will fucking murder you. And my grandpa, he was a minor, so he was... He was old, but he was kind of rip shit for an old guy.
He'd fuck you up. It's like, like my dad could beat up your dad, possibly, but my grandpa can beat up your dad and my dad.
Like,
that's how my dad is. Anytime Kale would be like, my dad can beat up your dad, my grandpa can beat up your dad, my dad, his dad over there.
I mean, to be fair, have you ever seen your dad?
I have.
Chris?
My dad is huge. He's built like a fucking gorilla.
I'm frightened
still.
Of your dad, but he will fucking wreck my shit if
yeah.
I ever mess with him.
He would. I think he would make you apologize for it.
Yeah.
You would be like, my bad. My heart. It hurts so much right now.
And he's the one with the pacemaker.
Yeah, for real. And it'd be like, right? As he rubs it, he goes, mine's fine. And you're like, I think you broke my sternum, though.
Justin.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.
Because no better way to start a podcast than parental abuse.
Why are we recording now?
I
mean, what if people don't want to, like, what if they want to wait? Not us, I mean, like, the listeners. The value.
Why would they wait?
Listeners.
They already started the fucking podcast.
Oh, huh. And they're just kind of hanging out, wondering what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah.
All right, humans, we're getting ready to watch Escape from L.A., John Carpenter's masterpiece, starring the glorious Kurt Russell. It's going to be fun.
It's been a while since we did a movie one. I mean, it'd be nice if Justin was here, but...
Oh, hey, he would just mumble his way through it anyway.
We moved to Sunday. Like, we moved back to Sunday so Justin could be here. And he's going to listen to this, like, a month from now and be like, I had to fucking watch the Seahawks game, guys.
Yeah, no, it's way BS, right? Like, how super shitty would that be, right?
I hope he doesn't.
I'm calling Justin right now. Pick up. Pick up. Pick up. Pick up. Pick up. You know what's going to happen, and you're staring at it. You're like, that some bitch. That dirty some bitch. I have to fuck. You're making me put an effort into this, dude. Don't make me.
That's the problem with these voicemails is like, then you have.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, you lucky son of a bitch, you?
I was trying to wait to the last ring anyway.
Oh, you're trying to wait to the last ring anyway. Yeah, you fucking lucked the shit out.
You know, all suspense there.
Oh, yeah. So what are you doing?
Just getting off work.
Just getting off work. So what are you doing?
Well, we're just starting podcast.
Yeah, we're just starting a podcast. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's about it.
Are you coming here?
My car will not make it there.
Your car won't make it here, but I mean, I thought your car was such a great car, Justin.
Your car will make it here.
It's a great car without, you know, regular tires on.
But you still have sports tires on?
You live like 2 blocks away.
Like 2 blocks away. Just coast all the way here. We're about to do Escape from L.A.
That's why I need. I don't have to worry about you.
Oh, I'm going to hate you so fucking shit ass. You need to be. Oh, Robert, say hi to Justin.
Hi, Justin. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
You walk to work?
Yeah, for the last like week and a half.
For the last week and a half?
That's because you're a bitch at driving, apparently.
Oh.
No, because the fucking snow is above my fucking, you know.
Because I got excuses.
You know, there's too many fuckings in that.
There's a lot
sense.
Of fuckings in that.
So he's probably just you guys are stupid.
They
plowed the streets out of every house, dude.
Isn't Clint there still, or did he leave?
Get Clint to drive you here.
No, he wasn't there. He was dead anyway.
Oh, that's a shame, because we were wanting to hang out with you so we could do the podcast with you. I mean, Robert, did you guys use a car to get here?
Anyway, I sure did.
Coming over tonight anyway.
Bring her.
Oh, he's gonna get it. He's gonna get
you
some.
You would not want to introduce your friend on our hallowed ground who happens to be a girl?
That's
offensive.
But see, the thing is, it doesn't surprise me now.
Right?
Justin, what if we pick you up for the second podcast?
Yeah.
Or get your girlfriend to drive you here.
Because apparently she can drive. That's fine with you that your girlfriend is more manly than you and drives you here, or we come and pick you up?
She has snow tires.
Oh, she has snow tires.
You need snow tires to get around? I drive a fucking Ford Focus with regular tires, dude.
I drive a Mustang, son. It is dope as balls. I live in that car. It is glorious. But you should come and kick it like, oh, chicken noodle soup, son. What? Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Bring your girlfriend.
Bring your girlfriend. Real friends would. Change those plans because
you know
your
plan should have been this fucking podcast because we've been texting about this all week.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And all day.
All day, too. But I guess, I mean, if you want to be that friend, that's cool. I guess we'll just do Escape from LA.
We're going to watch Escape from LA without you.
John Carpenter's masterpiece.
Boom.
Stars Kurt Russell.
Boom.
Vampires.
Steve Buscemi's in it.
There's no fucking vampires.
He's saying John Carpenter's Vampires is John Carpenter's masterpiece, which is false. Because if it's not this, it's The Thing.
Yes.
And that's it.
The fucking thing.
And that's fact. There's no arguing on that.
No, next week, we should do The Fucking Thing.
Ooh.
I don't know if I own the original The Thing.
Oh, yeah,
I do. Never mind. I own it.
I was going to say, I have it.
I had to think about that. I do. Like, I fucking love that movie.
Also,
I own it.
Also, we got a couple weeks in Amazon. So, yeah. You know, there's that.
Well, I guess you can go be lame and kick it with your lady and not hang out with your friends if you want to do that.
We all hate you. I mean,
it's our one day of the week.
All we ever do is fucking scream at Chris to bring his, like, harem of girlfriends over. And and you won't even bring the one steady girlfriend in your life? I mean, it's not like we haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, and then 3 months ago, and then, I don't know.
We're lonely without you. Well, Robert's not, but the rest of us are.
The rest of us miss you.
Yeah, we miss you, Justin.
We're not going to see you again until Transformers 5 comes out because you apparently aren't a fixture on this
podcast
production anymore.
Yeah. You're making Jarrell sad.
Should be three best friends and Justin.
I'm crying.
Yeah, it should be four best friends and, oh, hey, there's that other guy.
There's that guy that makes everybody mad.
Jarrell did so much work getting my microphone working.
Yeah.
So he had five working microphones.
Five, but that's a lot of useless work, I guess. Now.
By the way, in the text, the fucking operational fucking
yeah, you missed
spot
it, but you don't get to be a part of this.
Spot
like that.
It was good.
I even had to say that.
The movie is 180 minutes, right? We're doing two. We're splitting it
yeah,
in two.
Yeah, we're doing two.
We're splitting it two. So
we
it's an hour and 40 minutes.
Now if we're going to get the shit done.
Because, I mean, it's an hour and 40 minutes and 41 seconds. And we are at 00.00.01 of 01.40.41.
And no, that's not a, you know, radio frequency.
It's not. I'm being a dick.
Yeah, you are.
So you should come and join us like halfway through. It's got 28 chapters. That means at 14 chapters, we stop and you show up.
Or don't.
Oh, yeah.
About like 50 minutes.
See if she already left yet or not, and I can tell her to come later.
No, no, tell her to come now so we can meet her.
Come with you.
We want to meet her.
Yes.
We're not.
I promise I will be a saint on our friendship.
I don't know if you got dinner or not.
Oh.
I will promise on yours and
Chris's.
If
she's already on her way and brought dinner, then you get a mulligan. If not, though, you should bring her.
You get a mulligan for the first episode.
She already cooked dinner and then bringing it.
Oh, she cooked. Oh. Well, if she cooked it.
Why the fuck are you not over there?
Yeah.
That is such a douchey move.
Oh, she lives in Deer Park.
So boo drive your ass up to Deer Park.
Yeah. His car won't make it. Fine. Well, we'll hit you up and we'll go from there, okay? Okay, love your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, what the fuck?
There's no love I love you
your
back.
What the shit?
I love your ass.
Say that back.
Fine.
I
see how it
you're
is?
You're an all right guy.
Huh? Well, you're tolerable, I guess, now. Anything else you want to add, Jacob?
Nope.
No. Oh, wow.
Jacob's
the guy who
silence.
Doesn't say a lot of things is now silenced.
He has every opportunity, but fuck no.
I understand this is being recorded, so it doesn't matter.
What?
We would not do that.
What?
Never.
No. Name one time we've done that. Oh, you can't because you're not here.
Ever.
The other time we did it to you.
His previous encounter of his text messages that we have been discussing this previous week.
No, none of those things. We've never done anything involving that.
I'm not quite sure why we keep Justin on the text messages.
We never incriminate each other. We just like to point out that the other ones aren't present when they're requested. That is...
So you just point out flaws and other people... In
the hey, your words, not mine. Your words, not mine.
Other people, you.
Yeah, you.
Are here.
We're all here.
You know, Justin, you can just keep digging yourself in a hole.
I mean, even the guy who said he's going to retire from the podcast is here. Like, he keeps showing up, so... Nope. He is prolonging the experience because someone else doesn't show up. But I'm not.
You know, if someone was here, we could do the Jay and Silent Bobcast sometime.
Yeah.
God, it's been a fucking year.
We need to do that Jay and Silent Bobcast, too, yeah. Well, I guess we'll hit you up later or something.
Tell Jessica hi from us.
Yeah, if you don't tell her hi, and then when we see her and we go, did Justin say hi? And she goes, what? We all get to punch you in the stomach.
Oh, so hard.
So, wow. Someone
Sorry,
really
enjoyed that. I like that quote a lot.
Prison rules, so I'm going to have a phone book on my stomach.
Those are real prison rules. I mean.
Well, you know, you have a big enough stomach that the phone book doesn't cover all of the 100% of your stomach.
If he uses the greater New York area, though.
Oh.
Not anymore. Phone books are digital.
Oh, yeah. It's all digital now, son. So, I mean, you can put your phone there.
Yeah, I'm going to break your phone, bitch.
I'm going to have a phone book in my trunk, my car.
You would, too. If you've seen the trunk of Justin's any ride. He has, like, everything short of a body in his
My trunk.
Trunk
looks like Justin's trunk.
Fucking surgical gowns because someone gave us surgical gowns. Jacob?
So. No clue what you're talking about.
Oh, man, for Guar. You got us the surgical gowns for Guar.
Yeah, he was saying no clue what he's talking about.
Oh, because I had to think about that. I'm like, why the fuck would you have those?
Are you really that low you have to go, like, back a year and a half?
It was a year ago. Don't over-exaggerate this.
Fine. We'll talk to you later, I guess. Bye.
Nice to see my friend. My friend.
Well, so, that's 8 glorious minutes.
Yeah, I know. We need to start
Knocked
this fucking
out.
Movie. We're doing movie commentary on Joan Carpenter's classic Escape from L.A. Not Escape from New York, which everybody says is the better one. Escape from L.A., which is truly the better one.
Fact.
Yeah.
And we're doing it because it's the better one. I mean, we can all have opinions, but half of us have to be wrong for the other half to be right.
There's a circular firing squad in this movie.
That's really
hot.
That
doesn't make it better. Yeah. They fucking said it was hot when they came down here.
It was hotter than I expected.
It just came off the stove. I didn't think it was going to be done yet.
Neither did I. That's what I
So, we are at 00.00.01, as Chris stated earlier. The little Paramount deal hasn't even shown up yet. It's black. Boom. Dark screen. And.
Ready.
Set.
Go. Wait 1 second. Okay, now go.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Now it's on Paramount.
Yeah.
Stars. And movie time. Right? You wait for that to happen. Michael Bay disappoints you 5th time around.
Speaking of which, are we going to fucking Transformers?
Yeah.
As a podcast?
Yeah.
Should we do one in the car on the way back?
Sure.
I'm not against the idea.
Shit. Yep, I'm out.
Oh, you're not hearing the movie. You're not allowed to hear it.
You're not allowed to hear it. Overtalk it.
If there's anything that I miss about John Carpenter's films is his view of the future, and the sounds he uses for the future are basically the best things ever made.
Stacy Keach is in this?
Yeah, he's the general.
Oh, for fucking real.
Yep, and Steve Buscemi's the taxi driver.
Yeah. That's right.
Who is like one of the greatest people ever?
Should I have turned She's the on lady the fucking
the lady
the subtitles captions before we started?
You can now.
Yeah. Can I do it while the movie's still going?
Yeah.
Yeah. We. It's not the Stone Age.
It's not VCR. Jeez. Yo.
Now there's a thing. The movie that I feel like they needed to make but they didn't make is just do it. Just take four seconds and go to the settings and do it.
All right. We're at like 4:15.
Yeah, but the thing they should have done for this movie, and not, oh yeah, Bruce Campbell's in this. But they way should have set it up, because they talk about Cleveland in this one with Pam Grier.
Yeah.
And I want to see Escape from Cleveland, because on a list of things that you never thought you would ever hear, escaping from Cleveland would be there.
Don't you always escape from Cleveland?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, as a whole.
No, dude, Cleveland's a way fucking cool city. Like, I know it's got its problems, as all steel towns do. But Cleveland fucking kicks the shit out of a lot of places.
I've never been to Cleveland, but I hear it rocks.
I've been to Cleveland a couple times.
Thank you for catching
it
that.
It does rock. Cleveland rocks. I saw Drew Carey every time
on
I was
a list,
there.
On a list of things, John Carpenter and music, amazeballs. Because it's all like...
I feel like we've already fucking fucked up the timestamp. Like, people are going to be 10 seconds ahead of us.
That makes it.
If anybody's actually watching the movie with us, no. Because as many podcasts that I've listened to where they do movie commentary, I've never watched the movie with it.
Really?
Never.
I do sometimes.
Because I listen to them at work.
Depending on the movie. See, I want to know, you know, like, I want to listen to the commentary of this movie to find out the contributions of Kurt Russell, because his contributions to Big Trouble in Little China are amazing.
Big Trouble in Little China is still on fucking Netflix right now.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Love that movie. I love this. In the late 20th century, this is the most obligatory early 90s. This is how shitty the future is going to be. L.A., rounds with crime and immorality. Still the same. Yep, 100% the same.
L.A. is a little better now. Like, I used to be just terrified of
this. This is the future
this
with Trump.
Takes place in 2013.
Yeah, so this is all Donald. Yeah.
Like fucking T2 there is, takes place in 1997.
Yeah.
See? Why do we know that at all?
Because we are full of useless facts.
Yeah, I know.
We're the same. I'm pretty sure, like, right here, this is just the future with Mr. Baby D running the country.
I like how shitty the fucking the screen is, even.
Hey. It's the future.
Oh, and everybody's got boxcars.
Well,
dude,
yeah, because it's the future of today. Cats. Tomorrow. Bad CGI. Oh, yep. You cannot, Dan, you cannot beat that
type
of CGI.
It's the beginning of CGI. You can't fucking.
No, it's
like,
not. It's 96. It's been around since 82 with Abyss. Don't.
Yeah, but wasn't that great for this?
Look how bad that is.
14 years. I mean, it's.
Kersplosion! Just like the most obligatory explosion.
Yeah.
And honestly, let's be real. LA did not think this through. If shit like this goes down in LA.
Shit like this goes down in LA all the time with the fucking earthquakes.
Not to this level.
Oh, yeah, to this level.
I'm
saying like 7-8.
This is deserved, is what I'm
saying.
They're
on a fucking fault line. Like, the waves you can't fucking predict for.
No,
I mean,
but the wave, though, it totally reminds me of the guy. He's like, dude, I was in there, and it got gnarly in that shred, and I just shred that wave. Just shred it
over the fucking Ferris wheel,
over it, man. Just up above.
I was 40 stories high.
Los Angeles Island, no part of the USA. Peace!
You know, I could just see Donald Trump because the president gets a lifetime term now.
Oh, yeah.
So Donald Trump,
this,
right there.
100%. He's like, dibs on lifetime.
You know what made me so happy, Jacob, is when I was like, hey, you guys cool with Escape from L.A.? And you, of all people, said, Snake fucking Plissken. I was like, that makes me love Jacob.
Because he's an important human being.
Twice as much.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I grew up on this
movie. I love gridded future stuff. Anytime it's a grid, you're like, this means the future.
With that green fucking grid.
Glowing neon green future means it's the future.
If you haven't figured it out by now, we restarted the movie back up.
Yep.
2013. Now.
The future of yesterday. Today.
Hey, Robert, help me keep an eye on this. Like, make sure at about an hour we cut it.
Yeah. Copy that.
I want to know why when you have a legion of like your army.
7 o'clock.
I mean, what are you all doing?
1900 hours.
Just hanging out.
Watching Prison LA. Island.
Yeah. You know, this is where you know it's the wrong future because now.
This looks like a fucking postcard.
Welcome to San Fernando. Oh. Trump's America. I mean, L.A. from Escape from L.A. You just see this is like the way they did the propaganda videos for the FEMA camps and stuff against Obama. These are all the camps. And then you're like, it's footage from movies.
Or the
just
death trials from Obamacare. Like,
yeah. But do this and go, this is all recorded secretly from the hidden camps in L.A. from Donald Trump. And you're like,
the fucking wet dreams of Donald Trump. Yeah. Like,
this is footage from Escape from L.A. Like, that's all that is.
No, I mean, it's not probably that. Real.
Like, it's real. It happened.
They got this in the future and then made a motion picture
27
out of it.
Moral crimes. Let's be real. In that uptidy world. What he did New York and then he ate red steak.
You think it's gonna letterbox like this for the whole fucking movie?
It is. This is the movie. This is Letterbox.
Okay. Because
I go in your TV settings and expand it.
We just bought a giant fucking TV.
Yeah. No, but this it's a really bad old movie. No, I know. Yeah.
I still love this movie so much. So we go with Pussy.
He's all we've got.
Squirt, squirt.
And
squirt, squirt.
Like, it was so not needed.
Spoilers, they got that weird fucking scratch at the beginning to make him sick. Like Escape from New York. They're like,
it's different.
Oh, we're going to do
in L.A.
We're going to do the exact same thing. We're going to make Snake Plissken sick again. But in L.A.
Like, and I love, the Plutoxin 27 virus is going to kill you. Oh. You're like, exactly that.
No, it's just a flu virus.
Welcome to L.A. You feel like he says that like to a lot of people with that same like he doesn't say it out of irony. He says it because he's like it's fucking old.
I thought they sent him in a submarine.
They do send him in a submarine.
You gotta get there first.
But
it's called plot development.
Is no, because really? They take him to the side. Remember, and they're like, you need to do this for us."
Kind of 20th century.
I'm not sure I like young Stacey Keach, man. Like
I do because he's Stacey fucking Keach.
Well, yeah, there's that.
And I love that not even 10 minutes later, he was calling Titus a dumbass. Like, dumbass. You wussy.
I think one of the only good things to come out of Trump's America before he censors it is comedy's going to be fucking great.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Yep. Alec Baldwin will go down as a god after he goes down.
Next
I
year.
I love this. Prostitutes, Asians, and Runaways. Like, anyone who... Oh, and no red meat. Yeah.
No red meat in L.A.?
God.
No. Why?
Two purple hearts. His name is Bob Plissken. No wonder he changed his name to Snake. I'm the least threatening person ever.
Robert Plissken, please.
Robert Plissken.
Well, that's a really cool bet last name.
Yeah, right? Like, how about that first name? Snake. Oh, that's much better.
I mean, sorry, Robert, but like, yeah.
I will love, though, that's very much like John Carpenter totally reading the future. He goes, everyone sees you. They know who you are. They want to watch the shit go down, son. This is Fox's number one show. Call me Snake.
Kind of like
because Bob
show
sounds
shit.
Just like the least threatening thing on the planet. You know, it's one thing you don't hear? People go, you look so retro, like late 20th century. Not sad. Those are not things that people have said to you.
Didn't ever. Happen.
Didn't. We all are the same, only not different.
Well, if you like fucking platinum your hair up like Cisco, you're gonna be retro. Like
that
late
was
20th
the least
century.
Covert thing
right?
ever done in the. She should be fired.
Yeah.
What, that fucking scratch?
Yeah, the most, like, scratch.
Well, and she shouldn't have been wearing, like, an officer's uniform. She should have been
fucking takes off her cover.
Right? Like, the least.
What's up, dude? Not yet. I will do your laundry later. It'll be ready for tomorrow. Love you. Bye. Okay. He wants a Superman shirt clean so that he can wear it tomorrow. Because we had a whole fucking episode today about the Superman shirt. Because he wants to wear all his shirts with capes.
I don't miss those days.
Do you think that's the Pit Boy from like
from
maybe
Fallout?
Like
0.5, it's 100%
like
yeah.
0.5 Pit Boy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally Pit Boy. Yeah.
You ever get on an airplane, you have to pee like immediately, but you can't for like 25 minutes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
the struggle is real.
I have to pee. We got 40 minutes left of this.
Well, I mean, at least you're not dying from the Plutoxin 7 virus.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Wait until LA falls into the sea.
And Trump's America wants to stop funding my crippled children.
I want to know
what happened in Cleveland.
I want to know what happens in Cleveland.
You need me for something.
You know what I love about watching movies with you guys is you remember way more like minute details than I do.
That has nothing to do with the storyline.
I haven't seen this movie for like 20 years.
Look, this is what's great. Mini disc players.
Right?
And not, it's like ultra mini disc.
My dad had a mini disc player.
And still?
Where you had to have the fucking like cartridge with the disc in it to put in.
But
it
was to
like
be a fair, PS Vita. But to be fair, that's more advanced than anything we have now. Still.
Well, no,
I mean, we got MP3. Like.
No, but I'm saying in terms of level of tech, like, she just goes 6, 7, 5, whoop, and then you see it like in a full projection. Yeah. With that level of quality, you don't see it. This is what's going to happen. Donald's daughter's going to do this, and then Chavo Guerrero.
It's going to be her.
After Donald Trump gets her.
It's going to be his wife. That's totally
a no.
After Donald Trump gets a rape charge against his daughter. When he's president.
Oh, God.
We scan this onto the VR. No one, even now, we don't call it that.
Yeah.
Except for PlayStation VR and fuck.
Yeah. Oculus and shit.
Oculus. It sounds cooler.
Yeah.
I started reading Ready Player One last night.
Uh-huh.
It seems like everybody escapes into this VR world because the world's really like Escape from LA, LA.
That's not, I mean, there's an episode of Sliders that's that. Don't ask how I know that. I way know that. I love that he does that. He undoes the handcuffs. He's like, they can't see me. I'm Snake fucking Plissken.
I'm in VR, as we call it. In
see,
2013.
There was no need for them to go full screen. That was not necessary, purely as a plot pusher to let go. How does he get uncuffed? Let's just make this bigger.
That's how they show this sweet fucking CGI that we just started doing.
Within a few hours of landing, all but one was killed. Like every video game
hell of a team
ever made.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ever.
Spice.
I love this. He's like, call me Snake. I love his look. Just whatever. Like, who fucking cares?
I need this fucking movie.
But I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, I'm a stickler for Blu-ray, so I got
it. It's a movie I own, yet just watch on Netflix, because I'm that guy.
Yeah. No, like when we had our living room down here and shit, I would look at movies and then see if it was on Netflix so I didn't have to get off the couch.
I do that all the time.
Oh yeah.
They're fucking
because that's way America
Rivera, right? Where he fucking drops the dub.
Cuervo Jones.
Cuervo Jones.
He looks like a cliche villain though.
Yeah.
What, Snake Plissken or Cuervo Jones?
Yes.
Okay.
This is serious, Plissken. Super serious.
I forgot what they actually need from
Black Box. I can tell you.
I can tell you.
Without any... Jacob, you want to take this one?
No, I'll give it to you.
Okay. The Black Box holds the satellite codes to fire EMP satellite rays.
To
shut down places. But if you, for whatever stupid fucking reason, if you go disk 0666...
You know the code still.
Yeah, it goes... They all go... Dur, dur,
dur, shuts down the world. Dur,
dur, and it plays awesome early 80s techno.
Because at the end, they shut down everything, don't they?
Goes, uh-huh. And then the girl goes, he did it. He shut off the world.
Because they replaced the disc because it's got the red dot.
And it, yeah, and it's Steve Buscemi's.
Yeah,
they put makeup on
they
it.
They put nail polish.
Nail polish. Yeah.
I want to see the sequel to Escape from LA.
Escape from
is
Blackout.
Is Stacy Keach still alive?
No.
He
died this year.
Yeah, I thought he died.
He died this year.
Yeah.
He was one of the, what, 35
year.
Or something?
Yep.
Okay, Princess Leia and Stacy Keach.
I do love this. When he talks shit about the president and he's just like, you're really concerned for your daughter. Bitch is gone, son. Zero fucks. Black Box. You got it? I need it.
Melania had some shit on me.
In America, they died a long time ago.
Sorry.
That is so just fucking... God. It's like Rambo. He shot first. He drew first blood, dude. It was him.
What were you going to say, Robert?
Oh, the celebrity's dying. Years. And did you guys hear that they had a lightsaber... tribute
yeah
to Larry,
the visual
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah
oh
that no yeah. Watching it sad
it turned me up a little bit.
You crash, you bleed out like a stuck pig. That look in his one eye is like, what the fuck, guys? Like, why would you make that? Just like in New York, he at least calls it. You got it, Snake. One question.
Oh, he called back to the old movie.
Yeah. Oh,
I think they could still make a sequel without Stacey Keach. Kurt Russell's
you could,
still around.
You
yeah.
could do any one. Look, I love this. The most blatant, like, oh, that obvious bitch straight did that.
Hey, sailor.
I'm scratching you with the blue toxin 7 virus. You don't need that. Nope. See, even our phones are substantially more advanced than that part. Wave of the Future is not at all. That's just a countdown clock. That means nothing. That is not a way. You could have an old Timex watch do that. I mean, shit.
All the calculator watches.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Of course there's an antidote. Yeah. It would not do it immediately. That is not how things work.
Nope. Antidotes?
Yeah, it's your, like, yeah. if you get bit by a snake, it doesn't immediately go, oh, I'm better. Like, it requires some time. Not magic.
How did the fucking,
We're holograms.
Holograms scratch Snake Plissken.
No, that one was in the hallway.
That in the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You sons of bitches.
I want to just remind you that I'm, like, half paying attention because I'm going through everything, like, the soundboard and the computer.
You
shit.
Have 9 hours. It's one of those weird arbitrary things, though.
Where they give him 9 hours to do an impossible fucking task, and they're like, the fate of the world depends on you.
Basically, no Metal Gear Solid. Time. Awesome fan note. Snake from Metal Gear Solid is 100% based off of Escape from New York's Snake Plissken.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he made him
that.
That's
pretty evident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, which one came first? Plissken.
Plissken.
Yeah. America comes first. Hoorah! Love that. I love that they all had a tracking chip put in their arms. If they're alive, you can find them. Spoilers, he is not alive. He is dead and strung up like a stuck pig. Like, he finds him, and he's like, oh, bitch is dead. I want one.
The weird
mini
GoPro.
Nuke battery.
It's GoPro 2.0.
With the mini nuke. Why? You don't.
It's a Russian GoPro.
It's a Russia GoPro nuke. You,
we really
you
shouldn't
watch you die.
Our new Russian overlords.
Black bag my ass. I'm going to bag mouth the shit out of it. I've always wanted to do it.
I know
it.
We're all going to end up like that TV host in V for Vendetta.
Right?
I've got a copy of the Koran in my basement.
Yeah, because I live on the edge.
Yeah.
I love his guns. Where are my guns? Stealth clothing. Fire retardant, nullifies heat detection. Love that.
How'd they catch Snake Plissken for this?
Like, they don't.
I don't tell you.
Don't tell
you. Okay.
They almost had him in Cleveland, is what matters.
Yep.
The movie we never get to see. I love it.
All right. Remember when we tweeted Michael Bay how much Transformers 4 sucked? Let's start campaigning.
John Carpenter to make Escape from Cleveland.
You know he's dead, right?
Well, or.
Who?
Or.
John Carpenter?
Yeah. He passed away.
When
did John Carpenter die?
2016, like everybody else?
No, 2015, actually.
Oh, he predated.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, he did.
God, I'm so sad. Anyone can make that move. We could make Escape from Cleveland.
Robert,
grow your hair out. Lose like, no, stay your weight, grow your hair out, and it'll be the story never told. And it's how they almost caught him, and it's just you in a Denny's. Just with an eye patch and really bad 80s acid wash clothes. And a cop comes in and goes, hey, are you Snake Plissken? Nope.
I'm Bob.
Plissken.
Bob P.
It's Polish.
It's Polish.
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 Bob Polish.
And then you leave, and he goes, I think that was Snake Plissken. Dude said his name was Bob.
Like,
all right.
Like fucking James out of Bob.
That's the whole fucking movie.
Like James out of Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
I think that was them.
No, it was them. Fucking dumbass.
All right, so let's campaign Kurt Russell. He's still alive, right?
I'm way down for it,
2016/15 didn't eat Kurt Russell.
Well, I mean, if we get Quentin Tarantino to direct it, he'd probably
be on. Oh, my God.
Right?
All of my money.
Yep.
All of the time.
Yep.
All of it.
Uh-huh.
How that never got made.
Escape from Cleveland?
Why is that's everything nuclear
powered? Because
I
think Escape from L.A. didn't make any fucking money.
It made, like, $50, right? All right,
I'm looking this shit up.
See, as long as it made more than it made to make it.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't we have like games and shit for fucking
The cost of the movie? I think it took $13 million to make in 1993 dollars or 1996 dollars, and it made 21.
Let's just go with made. Okay. How many do you think it made, Jacob?
You're saying 21, Chris?
Yeah. I know this movie did poorly.
Yeah.
How much did it make, Jacob?
I'm gonna say 32.
Hold on, this is the greatest shit right here.
32? Okay. I would actually say 26.
I'm still looking at it.
Straight murder the president's daughter.
So 26, 32, and 20?
21.
21.
Only if she's 5'3". I love that. First clip is blanks, because we knew you would do that. And like, the only person who could say that line and not look like an asshole with a ponytail, Stacey Keach. Goodbye, Snake. Dumbass.
Because Stacey Keach was like the best person.
And I love it, though. What if he didn't do that? What if he got to the island with his huge old fucking gun?
Just started shooting blanks everywhere.
That CGI is so bad.
Oh, that's so great.
Fuck. It's just a blue dildo wrapped in fucking tape. And they went black on black. Stand by for lunch.
You know, there's a lot of, actually.
All right. What was everybody's fucking?
21.
26.
32.
Without going over, Chris wins.
Yes!
Fuck.
$25,477,365.
Fuck yeah.
Lifetime gross. Opening?
$7 on a Thursday.
Opening was $8,900,000.
How much did it cost to make?
give me 2 seconds.
Super CGI!
75% power. There's a lot of phallic shit in this fucking movie.
Right? I love that it's something he's never piloted before, but it's a prototype vehicle. No one's ever driven it. He knows exactly what
to do. He
drives
it like a fucking Prius. Yeah. It's like, seriously.
You push button, start, go. The only difference is instead of being battery powered, it literally has a nuke in the ass. God.
It was in 2,312 theaters.
Wow, and that's all it made?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It doesn't tell you how much.
No. Bet on Wiki, you could find it.
Probably.
You know what worked great too? A camera, a standard camera. Don't need much else. You don't need gridded CG. Just throwing it out there. A camera would work just fine. Just like in terms of operational power for a computer to take in all the information, relay it into a 3D grid, to then display it for him. You're like, or, you know, just cameras. I like that. I'm the one dying, dickhead.
Holy shit.
It cost a lot to make, didn't it? That CGI was a pretty penny in 96, wasn't it?
So it made 25 and a half, right?
Hold on.
How much do you think it cost?
CGI, 96. As much as I want to say it made more than that, I'm going to say it would have to be like, no, it probably was like 44. John Shark.
How much do you think it costs?
Universal Studios.
Jacob. With all the CGI and the weird giant show. Oh, I forgot about this. Like I didn't forget, but I forgot how, like.
It was the obligatory mid-90s. Man. You need to have some kind of monument so you had a shark.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. You said what, 44?
Statue of Liberty in there.
Oh, yeah.
44.
Yeah, 44.
I'm going to go closer to, like, 55.
All right, and Robert?
I'm going to go even 40.
$50 million to make.
Jeez.
It made $25.5 million.
Well, now we know why Escape from Cleveland was never
made.
That happened.
Now, to make this exact movie today, it would be $25 million.
We could make this movie.
On an iPhone,
yeah. And it would look better. I love this. I'm going to hold it.
He's
pulling
the CGI fucking.
He's doing Spider-Man before it was cool.
Or Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America before this was cool.
Have you ever tried to hold a car from, like, rolling back in the snow or something
like
that?
You're like,
You're not doing that with that fucking submarine.
No, fuck that shit.
That submarine goes, you do know I work underwater for a reason, right?
You know, like, you have 3,000 pounds.
And the thing
this
is,
isn't happening.
Why is he trying to save it, though, if he launched it so high up, if he got in it, and then he had to, like,
he had to get back down into it. Yeah.
Like, saving it was stupid. He didn't need to do that.
And the surfers.
I gotta go. It's just so. I love it. He just goes. It was obviously not a boat.
It's a fucking submarine, like, you dipshit.
Like, let's be real. Are you Snake Plissken? I love that it's a running joke.
I know.
And I thought you were taller. It's a weird running joke.
Is that a fucking David Lynch?
I'm all right with weird costumes. Like,
Mulholland Drive? David Lynch reference?
No, it's an L.A. reference.
Oh.
Yeah, Mulholland Drive is a real fucking street.
Yeah.
LA.
That shows you how much I watch fucking. I love David Lynch, apparently.
Shit. Did you see what people did to the Hollywood sign today?
Yeah,
Hollyweed.
Hollyweed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just put like black flags over the O's.
Yes.
And you're like, that's...
You know the fucking history of the Hollywood sign is
I love this. The most... Why? They're not even going that fast and shooting each other just seems really bad at that point.
Kind of reminds me of like a RoboCop car.
Weird strobe lights and shit.
Yeah.
The Hollywood sign was for Hollywood Land. It was a real estate development, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To keep black people out, too. It was way racist real estate development in Hollywood. Everything and now it's this iconic fucking... sign
yeah, it was
Hollywood.
Way racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. As America. Louis C.K. puts it, you know why the whole white privilege thing exists? If you're black and you have a time machine, you don't go past 1965.
Right?
You just don't. Anything before
it just
that?
Does not happen.
Doesn't happen.
I feel like this is a conversation we've had several times without bringing up Louis C.K.
But that's exactly
now
what it is.
Now the credit is going to where credit is due.
I love that guy so much. He's so fucking funny.
He did not sneak up on him at all. He had to smoke a lot.
And then he leaves his fucking back to him.
Because he's fucking Snake fucking Plissken.
I want to see him talking on a little radio like...
I thought you'd be...
Metal Gear Solid.
Taller. Well, he does. He has his little thing.
Yeah, but where it's just his face and somebody else's face.
Snake! And he's like, Campbell, Snake! But they do scream Snake a lot.
And then he dies, and then they're like, Snake! Snake!
Acid Rain. Look, no hood. Totally chill. Obviously, it's not Acid Rain.
He's
you would not be out in the rain if it's Acid Rain.
He's got a hood light can come through.
Yeah.
Some
of that's
going to
protect
man.
You. Capitol Records.
I remember thinking, like, you know, like you thought quicksand was going to be a bigger deal when you were older?
100%.
I was
same
sure.
with Acid Rain. Like, I've you read about it in books, you're like, it's going to Acid Rain all over
like,
us all the time.
One out of 100 rains is Acid Rains.
Which is a lot.
Yeah. It is a lot.
But I've never experienced Acid Rain in my
life.
Did you see that billboard?
Safe
sex, safe
sex
no
condoms needed. Yep.
That's great.
Because those are prostitutes that care. They want their returning customers.
Ooh, biscuits.
Thank you, dear.
See, again, but where'd the acid rain go? That's just not good clothing for, like, acid biscuit death rain. Thank you, Camperly.
Acid biscuit death rain.
I get distracted by food. I love this. 40 feet from, or 40 yards from position. He's dead. He's way dead. Used his target practice. Awesome thing.
How much is his E-job?
If you gotta ask, then you can't afford it. No, the bad guy who is throwing the knife at him, see? Told you, spoilers. Right there, Baldy McBald bad guy, the cliche white supremacist, is
AKA
the nerd.
Zaz.
Zaz pre-scar is the made nerd.
Sexual. Big cock rules.
It's called Snake for a reason. Just shoot him right now. Whole movie gone. Problem is solved.
Movie over.
Right
we're
now.
In 30 minutes.
Henchmen aren't that smart.
In the future, when I have a legion of henchmen, and I go, if the guy comes to stop you, you shoot him. I do not care. No plot. No nothing. Shoot. Kill. Dead. Progress.
Done.
You ready? No. No. Not really.
Can, it's hard to think anybody gets this far.
And the can lift. He was doing the can flip challenge before it was cool. No, that was not a draw. No.
I want
no.
those mecha fucking guns he's got too, man.
Well, yeah, they have unlimited ammo because he's Snake Plissken.
Well, yeah.
That's the rules.
Yeah.
Also wearing leather fucking.
Oh, and of course, you have like eight people hop out of car because they're Mexicans. Way to go, Jan Carpenter.
Or something.
Let's all go around a whole other direction. I got me a new coat. I look like the most stereotypical cholo on the planet. Yeah.
Cholo.
It's post-apocalyptic LA where it's 120
degrees. Yeah. And he's like, I need a coat.
I need a fucking duster. Not just any coat.
A duster.
A black leather duster.
God. Justin doesn't know what he's missing out
for real, right? Yeah.
This is fucking great.
You've got 7.5 hours. Oh, yeah, no, fuck me, right?
Maybe you guys didn't give me cancer to get in here.
If he has more heat than the president, then the president is poorly guarded, is all I'm saying. Well, he is such a dick, too. Like, he is a shit-ass old white guy. Like, anytime someone ever goes, oh, well, why don't people like old white people? The president escaped from L.A. Right there, 100%.
Yep.
you're going to murder my daughter, you're going to get my merch back, and I'm going to kill you if you don't do it either way.
I'm white, and I'm not really a big fan of white people. Like, we kind of suck as
a race. Do.
Yeah, just hope that you don't become post-apocalyptic wasteland president. God.
Trump?
Yeah. I love this. He just chills. Just fuck it. Because, you know.
You know, that lawn chair has really gone through some shit.
Yeah. Narrow, narrow, narrow.
Then it has the braces to narrow. Hold Snake Plissken's ass.
Narrow, narrow, narrow.
Oh, that's narrow, just narrow, narrow.
I just love the music of this movie so much. And Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, yeah. Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
The guy who was... You're out of your fucking element, Donnie! You think they ever say that to him throughout this movie?
The first person to say that at a Donald Trump rally, like, or at just, you know... Yeah. The inauguration.
You're out of your fucking element, Donnie!
Because four people are showing up to that inauguration.
That makes me so happy.
I would die. It would be worth getting shot.
I'd give everybody my money, dude. Like,
yeah.
Just one time. Just
you're out of your fucking element! Shut the fuck up, Donnie!
No, it's gotta be you're out of your fucking element.
Welcome to the very own Mappy Says. Conveniently, that's me. No shit. Really, Steve Buscemi. This is his adventures after Con Air.
That's what it was. He's got the whole world. He's got the whole wide world.
Because Steve Buscemi wasn't everything in the mid-90s. So
he's still in everything.
$50,000, it's a deal.
Have you guys seen Boardwalk?
Not
Empire?
Yet. No.
I need to.
Dude, he is.
Is he great?
Ruthless in that fucking TV Steve show. Buscemi. It's so good.
So, you know, that's Beverly Hills right now. Yeah. I mean, again, it's a Friday night in Beverly Hills. They didn't really have to do any location shooting. They kind of just went to L.A. and just turned on a camera.
Oh, L.A. in the 90s? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And it looked exactly like this. 100%.
It's like going to New York in the 70s. It's just kind of...
You just filmed it and it's exact. Your movie
it's
was
what
that.
They did with the Warriors. Yeah. You know? It was already a shit show over there.
Yep.
Those fucking things are knockoff Ewoks.
Yeah.
This is the thing about fucking movie cast. We get real quiet.
Yeah, because we're watching the movie.
We're paying attention to the movie.
You're the one making all the noise. He's not wrong. I mean, not to be a dick, but throwing it out there.
I am the master now.
Right?
Nair, nair, nair.
Okay, oh, no. So.
Oh, shit. Guy to the left. How do you sneak up on a motherfucker with a net gun?
Right?
Like, you kind of deserve that.
I kind of want a net gun.
Yeah. You don't even know the fucking half of it, like, Jacob. When Robert, or not Robert, when Justin and I lived together, we spent every waking moment telling Kathy we wanted a net gun. But Justin didn't make any money at the time because he had his court fees and shit. And I was married to Kathy, so she, you know, had my money. All the money I made, at least.
Yeah.
So we didn't get a net gun, but we all the fucking time was... We were trying to convince her it was for, like, the safety of our house.
Obviously, it would work, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can get Snake Plissken with a net gun.
We would reference movies like fucking Escape from L.A.
It's a great thing to...
All you need is a fucking sand pit and a fucking...
I kind of feel bad for... They were casting for this scene, we're like, we need the most fucked up people who had botched plastic surgery gigs.
Yeah.
You look like him in a way.
Hey, he's they gotta taller. Make money somehow, dude.
You know what her best movie is? Hot Shots Part Deux.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen Hot Shots Part Deux?
No.
I own Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part Deux.
See, I couldn't get through Hot Shots 1.
Yeah. Hot Shots Part Deux is actually really, really, really good.
Is it better? So the sequel is actually better than the
original? Oh, no, it's way better. It's like the opposite of how Airplane 1 and Airplane 2 are. Oh,
okay.
It's like Airplane 1 is good and Airplane 2 is dumb. Reverse that.
Word.
Copy that.
Like, that's legit. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, they just got these people.
Yeah.
It's
hey,
just,
you guys.
They went out on the boardwalk. Open casting call. It was just fine.
How much of it do you think is just makeup?
None of it.
None of it?
None of it. The only one, Bruce Campbell.
Yep.
Which, that is the the Surgeon General of Beverly Hills. Bruce fucking Campbell.
I went through Sagar.
He's got his chin so hard.
I wonder, did they debate on having him have like a scalpel hand instead of like a chainsaw hand?
They wanted to do a thing.
I would.
Yeah.
I would totally do it. I'd say, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get sued.
Psycho Stick has a fucking song about Bruce Campbell.
It's got to be amazing.
Oh, it's so great, dude. Like, they talk about how great he is, and he's like, well, Bruce lost his hand in a fucking... I've got a hand I barely use. I'd gladly take it off and give it to him.
Yeah. I love the... It's got to be at least three layers of makeup and prosthetics. It, like, accentuated all of his features, but the way he moves, you're like, that's still Bruce fucking Campbell. Yeah.
Groovy.
You got one good eye. I love it. So creepy, but that chin. What a beautiful blue eye. See what he did there?
Jamie Lee.
Be a shame if somebody
took it. So it's like, but I don't get, like, what's the whole idea? Like, I'm going to take this and put it in someone else's face. The purpose seems dumb. Right into my prosthetics. Conveniently placed cut. And gun.
Where'd the fucking gun come from?
He had it in his vesticles. Okay. Yeah. Right there. I love that he's like, I ain't even here, man.
You hardly seem qualified to be a doctor.
Like, let's be real. I love he goes, I don't want the gun I have. Give me my guns.
To be fair, his guns look way
cooler. They are way cooler. Yeah. Also unlimited ammo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bruce Campbell is like, so what am I doing here? Looking half dazed the entire time. Oh, okay. I can pull that off.
What's my motivation?
What's my motivation? Your career in the mid-90s. Oh. Failed.
Briscoe County Jr.
That was a great show.
Sure,
I love
it was.
That show.
I never saw it.
I have it all torrented.
Do you?
Yep. Oh. It's like fucking 12 gigs back when 12 gigs was a lot. Like, I was like, this thing's fucking huge. And now, like, anything I have can hold it.
I remember the first memory card.
He's not aiming at anything. He's just firing wildly.
And making everyone.
I don't know. It's like firing into a movie theater. You're going to hit somebody.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah. Wow,
dude.
It's a crowded place.
Wow.
Just like that.
You didn't. You could have made any other reference.
Right.
It's like okay, it's like firing into a street
nightclub,
fair.
A bar, a street fair. Yeah. Wait, all of those things have happened.
Yeah, just leave a backpack in a fucking marathon.
Remember when we were all in Seattle together and we went to a street fair in Chinatown? It's like firing a gun in there. Same thing.
How about you not just make a reference at all? Like
with the weird McDonald's truck?
We all know. Like, it's all I'm saying. You know, it's not a reference that needs to be made.
Yeah.
We literally live in a corner of Escape from L.A. land right now.
Well, yeah, because you can take my gun from a cool
I thought you would be taller. I want to know why that is a joke. Like, were they like, we need a running gag through the entire film just for exposition.
How tall is Kurt Russell?
Like,
you know?
5'6".
I was going to say he's probably shorter than you would think. And yeah. Go, oh, I did think he would be taller.
It's like how tall Stallone. Is Kurt Russell? Tell me.
Let me check on that.
Damn right you should. Because we got Chris.
Oh.
So he's about my height.
Yeah.
In between me and Chris.
Yeah.
So I'm perfect for the Bob Plisket role.
But see? You would be Bob Plisket in a Denny's. And we would just record him. And then we'd just come and dressed in as cops. And they go, what are you doing? We're filming
Escape
from
Cleveland.
We're
just hanging out at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. We're filming Escape from Cleveland, but we're in Spokane. They don't know that.
Oh,
yeah.
They got Tim Hortons in Ohio. We got there, man. That place is
Quavo Jones' place is down that way. I'm not going that way.
Have you ever been there?
Fuck that noise. Korean Dragon. I just feel like everything is way racist. Black. It's like the Black Jihad, the Korean Dragon. You know, rich white people land. You know, everything's just blatantly there.
Magic unicorn land, just rich white people.
Yeah, it's just rich white people. They all live by the Holly Weird sign. I'm like, are you going to stay in L.A.? Nope, fuck it.
You know, I really like the location.
Love
the all-day
coastline
fucking...
all around.
Yeah. A lot of great old pipes around, you know?
Ugh.
Makes motorcycles explode.
Trash fires everywhere.
Everywhere. So you're never cold. Yeah. And if you have a lawn chair and you wait outside at the right time and you're hanging out in it, you can basically have a free massage. I mean,
it only rains once a year.
But it's acid.
It's fucking great.
I love this. I'm totally going to flirt with you. And you could stay. Oh, of course, she can read your future because she's stereotypical and gypsy. The future's right now. Take the gun. Good luck.
Didn't think that was going to happen, did you?
God. And that's so Snake, too. Future is now. No, it's not. That's the present. That's why we call it the present, Snake. Like, let's be real. And how could you make a life there? Like, in what way do you just like, you know, we can fix it, and why don't they?
Yeah.
For that, why, like, is it worth living in this?
Like, yeah.
Because it's
but,
Trump.
But I'm saying, realistically, though, why doesn't Chavo just be like, hey, let's just fix everything. Let's bring it back. You have a great steel industry.
Nope, let's hate fuck everything.
You have a great steel industry. You have a ton of scrap. You can sell it to other nations. Like let's be, I'm just saying. It doesn't
nope,
all
the ozone's
have to be,
gone. We can't do anything during the daytime.
Yeah. Cuervo, like, don't. Just, you could just fix it, Cuervo Jones. They're scared. Well, yeah, because, I mean,
why not?
Cuervo Jones. A Muslim in South Dakota. Wow, that's a way to live on the edge, even now. Like, shit. I'm just not trying
I'm
to
not be, sure I'd want to be a Muslim in South
that's
Dakota.
That's what I'm saying. Like, escape from LA would probably be better than a Muslim in South Dakota now.
Like, the suburbs of Minnesota, there's a lot of Muslims. You're pretty good up there.
Yeah. But you go to South Dakota, we don't take kindly to people like you. Mm-mm.
Right. Like, do we even have a mosque in Spokane?
I think, maybe. Yeah.
No, we have a Sikh temple.
I don't know.
We got one fucking, we got the Temple Beth Shalom.
I love that she just gets shot. I bet you didn't see that reading his future. Oh.
I totally didn't.
The future is now, because it was my future, and I can't read my future.
Being a medium is total fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Palm reading is a lie. LA sucks. The car in the street below. How? How did the car in the street below... Did it have a magic bullet? Is there just magic bullets just roaming around LA? Oh, it was. Korean dra- just shooting a bunch of fucking people. What the fuck?
It's the Korean dragon, Joe.
No reason. They were like, you know what sounds good? Roll up in my 6-foe and just kill some people. It's more like a 50-foe.
And one of the nicest cars
still,
of the apocalypse.
Right,
well.
Yeah. The nice car of the apocalypse. You didn't even have to go and do that.
Oh, yeah, we're at fucking 59 minutes right now.
And on that wonderful note of seeing Steve Buscemi...
Steve Buscemi rolls up, yep. And we're going to pause here. We're at 48 minutes and 31 seconds of John Carpenter's epic classic, as we're going to refer to it this entire time.
Because it is glorious.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're going to end this one. Next week, we are going to have the conclusion to Steve Carpenter's epic classic.
Spoilers. We've already told you the
Steve
ending
Carpenter,
of this
Carpenter, I was talking about just
Steve
Buscemi.
Buscemi. Yeah. They have a love child. They cloned him.
Steve Carpenter.
Steve Carpenter. Ugly face, great movies. So Quentin Tarantino.
Those eyes, though. Those eyes.
Those eyes, though.
So with that.
On that, car.
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 Perfect. Okay, y'all done? Done? Yeah. Give me like 2 seconds of silence so I can take all the buzz out because like I have to take the... Yeah, I know.
First world problem, bitch.
I
2 seconds, time's up. You could have just hit click and yes and go, but you didn't.
No, I mean, it's going.
Oh.